USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ken Starr, the high-profile lawyer whose investigation led to President Bill Clinton's impeachment, has died at the age of 76. 2 years ago, Starr was a member of President Trump's defense team when his impeachment went before the Senate. Officials say Starr died at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center in Houston of complications from surgery. Wall Street is posting its worst day since 2020 after a hotter-than-expected inflation report, the Dow falling nearly 1,300 points with the Nasdaq and S&P suffering even bigger percentage drops. This on the same day President Biden was celebrating the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act at the White House. Former Trump White House economist Kevin Haslett says the optics of the White House celebration on Tuesday were bad after the Consumer Price Index report came out.
You know, I never, ever would have allowed the president to celebrate, you know, the change in inflation on a day when the CPI was coming out. It's just a recipe for the kind of disaster we're seeing.
Twitter shareholders want Elon Musk to buy the social media company. They voted to approve his $44 billion takeover. The company would go private, but Musk wants the deal to no longer happen due to a dispute over fake accounts. A new report from the World Health Organization says at least 17 million people in Europe have suffered from long COVID since the start of the pandemic. Around 10 to 20% of all cases resulted in lingering symptoms lasting at least 3 months. A trial for the man accused in the shooting deaths of 23 people at an El Paso Walmart in 2019 is being delayed. The man was set to go before a judge Tuesday morning, but the district attorney filed a motion to recuse the judge. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The former head of security at Twitter is testifying Tuesday before the Senate Judiciary Committee about alleged privacy concerns within the social media giant. Peter Zagko has previously filed a whistleblower complaint with government agencies claiming extreme, egregious deficiencies regarding Twitter's cybersecurity. Here, Zagko addresses a committee describing the alleged problems within Twitter.
First, they don't know what data they have, where it lives, or where it came from, and so, unsurprisingly, they can't protect it. And this leads to the second problem, which is the employees then have to have too much access to too much data and to too many systems.
As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, another conflict is taking place between two countries in the region.
Armenia said on Tuesday that at least 49 of its soldiers have been killed in clashes along the border with Azerbaijan after a sharp escalation in hostilities, which prompted Russia and the United States to call for restraint. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
News that the first national railroad strike in 30 years could start Friday has Amtrak canceling some long-distance routes. Amtrak says starting Tuesday they'll be suspending service from Chicago to Los Angeles, Seattle, and San Francisco. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.